Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, don't feed the trolls. What do I mean by that? Just in the last 48 hours, several people have reached out. Two people. It's not crazy, but there's two different people who reached out and try to create drama. My team forwarded me one email, and basically this person was not happy. This person made false claims, and our team, basically, and they're not a client even, okay? So if they're a client, we treat them differently, trust me. But this person was basically attacking the way we do things. And one of our team asked me, how should I respond? And I said, don't respond. I mean, this person, like, I get it. I can see in an email when it's worth it. But when it's not worth it and the person's doing what the counseling term is a pull, they're doing what's called an emotional pull. They want to feel validated and they want to feel heard, but they're doing it in a very toxic way. And you can tell the difference. When someone really sincerely needs help, absolutely, we respond 100%. But this person was just, it wasn't going to be productive. I mean, you cannot win. And so I said, you know what? Let it go. And we let it go. Another person in a 5-day challenge is basically upset that I invented a word in one of my fiction books because it doesn't fit the real definition of the word. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, are we really gonna go at this? I mean, life is short. There's so many positive things we can be doing. And this person wants to fight about a word. And I mean, it's not even worth it. And so I kindly responded back and said, you know what? Hey, I wrote a fiction book. And I used this word, and I borrowed it from, this great writer, and I redefined it in the book. And if this resonates with you, stay with the challenge. If this doesn't resonate with you, best wishes. And, you know, I was real upbeat. I thanked the person. I was, like, super sincere, like, thanks for commenting. Thanks for being passionate. And then this person responded back, like, with a series of academic answers. And, like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. And what I do care about is they tried to attack other people and say, you know, put it this way, they just attacked other people. And that's not cool. And I just feel like it's not worth it. Who in your life is trying to do emotional pulls, is trying to be toxic, is trying to be... Listen, this last person, great. You know, they might know the formal definition of the word. Fantastic. Like, go for it. We're trying to change lives. And we're trying to make, souls on fire. So, to me, these are distractions. And you got to decide sooner or later, are you going to be okay if not everybody else is okay? Let me say that again. Are you going to be okay if not everybody else is okay? And I used to not be okay. And what this would have done is it would have majorly sidelined and distracted me. It would have been like tit-tat, you know, back and forth, battle, you know, volleying. And it would have been all this stuff that is not worth it. And it takes you off your mission. And so there's a time just to say thanks, okay? Great, and move on. And when you do that, certain people will actually get fired up. They'll actually get angry that you didn't give them and their reply validation. But it's not worth it, folks. So don't miss your mission by responding, okay? This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. If you need more help with this topic, go to yoursecretname.com. We'll send you a free book. Just cover shipping and handling, yoursecretname.com. We got a free masterclass over there too. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.